When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about some major developments over there and run through some updates, maybe their corrections, maybe their developments. We don't exactly know at time of filming, but there have definitely been some changes. And we will go through what is available and just go through the information that we have right now. Okay. So if you missed the earlier video, reporting said that the Biden administration had signed off on a move into Rafah by Israel in exchange for Israel having a limited response when it comes to Iran. Since then, the Biden administration has denied that that deal has taken place. They have denied that they have signed off on a move into Rafah and that that deal even occurred. At the same time, Israel has responded to Iran. It does not appear to be limited in the way that people were anticipating or perhaps hoping for. Iran had laid out a number of things that it viewed as red lines, things not to do, otherwise Iran would respond to the response. It almost appears as if Israel took the red lines and used them as an operational template. Based on early reporting, there were strikes inside of Iran and at a particular facility that if that strike was successful and it was damaged, odds are Iran is going to respond. So this prompted the question of, was the earlier reporting about the deal between Biden and Netanyahu about Rafah and the response, was that information, that reporting incorrect, or did somebody break the deal and that led to the denials or the response? We don't know. And realistically, probably never will. It could be bad reporting. It could have been Netanyahu trying to put that story out in hopes of getting Biden to go along with it. It could have been the administration floating it to see how people reacted, and they didn't like the way people reacted. It could have been that the deal was made, and then the U.S. found out about the Israeli response and what it was going to be and pulled their support. It could be that the deal was made, Biden administration officials then denied it, and that caused the Israeli response. Any of those are possible, and we don't know which it is, if any. So at this point, what we know is that according to administration officials, there is no deal about Rafah. And we know that Israel has responded. The size of the response is somewhat debated at the moment, because while there certainly appears to be confirmation of the strikes inside of Iran, there are also reports of strikes in Iraq and Syria. The strikes within Iran, those seem to be more verified. The other ones, people are talking about them, but at this point in time, they aren't exactly confirmed. Well, they are not confirmed to be related to the response. This is a chaotic region. It could be something completely unrelated. We don't know yet. We'll have to wait for more information. So Iran said that their response would be almost immediate. I think they said within seconds, which everybody understood to be hyperbole. But it would be very quick if Israel hit inside of Iran. So at this point, we're waiting to see what kind of response comes from Iran and whether or not that is going to be limited. At this point, we're kind of waiting for somebody to be the adult in the room. If nobody chooses to be the adult in the room, the risk of regional conflict is incredibly high. Because as things go back and forth, the chance of escalation increases. I am sure there will be an update on this tomorrow. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.